Hey everybody, welcome back to Storytime with Shade. We are continuing with another chapter of The Door in the Woods this week. Thank you so much to anybody who has listened, is listening. Thank you so much for being here. Without further ado, we are going to jump right in. So here we go. Chapter 12. Sam was waiting outside in the Saturday morning sunshine, and when Jay pulled up and he got in the car, he apologized, saying, "Hey man, sorry this is how you're spending your Saturday morning." Jay waved it off as he backed out of the driveway and said, "Hey man, I was either sleeping in or watching cartoons. It's really no biggie." They were silent for a little bit as they drove towards the hospital. Eventually Jay said, "So, you doing okay?" Sam thought for a moment before he said, "Yeah, just, angry with my mom. She's all I have left, you know? I don't know what I'd do if I lost her. Even if she's a drunken mess most of the time now." Jay nodded. "Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not super close with my dad, but if he died all of a sudden..." "Yeah, exactly." They arrived at the hospital before too long, and Sam told Jay that if he wanted to leave, he could. And thanks for the ride. Jay insisted he stay, but Sam told him that there were some things he wanted to say to his mom in private, and Jay nodded again and told him to call or text him if he wanted to talk or hang out. Sam thanked him and waved as he drove away. His mother was awake, but looked like she hadn't slept in ages. She looked frail and sick, with an IV in her arm and breathing tubes in her nose. She regarded him with something like guilt before she wheezed over at him.
"I'm sorry, kiddo. You just missed him."
Sam looked at his mother confused before saying, "Who, the police officer from last night? Yeah, I'll see him, I'm sure." He sat in a chair to the side of his mother's bed and took her hand. It was colder than he thought it would be. She didn't answer, so he asked again. His mother's eyes were almost closed, and Sam wondered what she was on, or if she could actually hear him. After a few seconds, she answered, though, her eyes opening a little. Not much.
"Your father, of course. Who else would visit me?" she said, in a self-pitying kind of way.
Sam couldn't quite put anything into words fast enough before she continued,
"He had to go. Said he couldn't stay long. Something was after him."
And even though he himself had seen his father in the last couple days, he still felt compelled to remind his mother in case she wasn't aware that he was dead. And she responded,
"I know. He still looks great, though."
Sam couldn't think of what to say to that. Could barely think of what to think. But after a few moments, his mother's eyes closed and a small snore started like a cat purring. He sat there for quite a while, held her hand. After a while, he got up to leave, and on the way out, asked one of the nurses if anyone else had been in to see his mom. They replied, "Nope, I've been here all day." Sam sighed, thanked her, and mumbled, "Yeah, I didn't think so," under his breath as he walked away. Sam was dialing Jay's number before he was even out of the hospital. Jay answered on the first ring. "Everything okay?" "With my mom? Yeah. Yeah. Listen, though, I have an idea, and it's probably really stupid, but, have you ever stayed the night in the woods out there?" There was a long silence on the other end of the phone before Jay finally responded, "No." "Okay, well, get whatever you think you might need ready. I'll call you later. We're gonna camp out near the door in the woods. If we're lucky, we'll get some answers." Another long silence. Sam briefly thought that Jay had hung up the phone, but eventually he spoke again. After a long sigh, said, "If we're lucky, we won't die." And that's all we've got for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, please remember to, hit that like button, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you so much again. We're going to have more next week, hopefully a longer chapter or part for you guys. And again, thank you so much. We will see you then. Until then, have a good one.